now that we, yes. And now we are, we're posting the recordings of the meetings online. And so, you know, if we have operator error, then, you know, then they don't get posted. And we've already had one that happened.
So how quickly are they posted?
As soon as Desiree can get it done, quick.
I've been doing it the same day, right after the
meeting. Okay, good. So
I've been telling people at least one day, but the ones that I've done have been the
fantastic.
Same day.
Fantastic. Yeah.
You go.
Take two.
Thank you. I'd like to call the Recreation Committee meeting to order. It is 9 a.m. Wednesday, April 5th. All members of the press and public were duly notified in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. All members of the committee are present. First item on the agenda is approval of previous meetings minutes. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any comments? All right. Call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Moving on is departmental. Oh, citizens' comments.
That's Jason.
Okay.
Just observing.
All right. Any no citizens' comments, departmental report for February and March.
Okay, I'm going to apologize. I didn't communicate well with Marie. So the report you got was February that I submitted last month, and we didn't have a meeting, and then I put one with kind of both of them together. So we're going to clean that up before it goes
live.
So I do apologize for that. I should have communicated with her a little bit better.
But both are included in the packet.
I understand, but it's you have two.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, it's messy, and I don't enjoy it. Jason did call me this morning and ask if he could attend our meeting, and he'd never been to one, so I told him he was absolutely welcome to be here today.
Yes.
You do have the report in front of you. I'm just going to hit some highlights. There's not a whole lot different, but our adult sports, our softball, basketball, soccer, table tennis are all going on now. And just to give you an idea, I think on our calendar, I forgot the calendars. It says softball games, but you don't realize there are either two or three softball games. They start at 6 or 7, they don't end at 10 o'clock. So even though it says softball, it doesn't mean that it's a 1 hour time frame. The same with the 3-on-3 basketball. We have four or five games a night, so they start around 7. They don't end until 10 or 10:30. Same thing with 6v6 soccer. They're three games a night, start at 7, and also end at 10. So there's some long hours there in the evening that we have athletic, particularly adult athletics, going on. Our youth baseball has started. We have five games on Saturday. We start about 9 o'clock. They end 12:30-ish. And then also games on Monday. And they start about 5:15 and end at 8 or 8:30. Then our programs, pretty much the same. The numbers and the participation may fluctuate one or two a month. Our conservation workshop with the aquarium went very well, I thought. Mm-hmm. We guesstimated about 50 in attendance. I think it was well received and it went really well. Once again, our dog obedience elders classes seem to continue to go well. Our events, teenagers, we have teenagers today. We had it February the 1st, March the 1st, and April the 5th. Mm-hmm. We have an average between 50 or 60 participate every meeting.
That's awesome.
It goes well. Our employee wellness, we did have a challenge during the month of March, and I'm not sure who won yet, but it was a step challenge. So Andy will be getting out those results shortly.
Go City Hall.
our Front Beach Fest, as you all know, I know it's in the past, but it went very well. Thank you all for attending, you that did attend. Thank you, Fire Department, for your assistance.
Yes, thank you.
But it was the perfect weather. Perfect. I don't know if it could have been any better. So I was real pleased with that. Andy did an awesome job putting that together. Our yard sale the other Saturday went well. We had over 50 vendors. It was either junk or good used stuff, depending on the way you look at it.
Just a few things. What about you?
So
I rode my bicycle just in case.
I am. In the past, we haven't done a IEP, which is an incident action plan with the police department. We're going to start doing that because it seems like the numbers are getting bigger and, you know, there may be a little bit more issues with the roads and the traffic.
Have to close the roads except to those people.
And the pedestrians. Yeah, one time we did actually close the roads and then we...
It was closed.
Well, we had... Not officially.
Okay.
But, you know, because we moved the vendors back so that the shoppers can actually walk on the grass and not the street. But and we had a lot of golf carts going, and so we've got to stop those. Anyway, everything went great.
It did. It was great.
We just anticipate there could be some issues if we don't take a little bit further action with that. So we're going to do that next year. Some of our upcoming events, movie and dodgeball. We do that often when school's out for spring break, so we'll be doing that on April the 11th.
Both of these say April the 11th.
Say again?
Movie and dodgeball and excellent craft.
It's the same day.
Mm-hmm. No, one's a Tuesday, one's a Wednesday.
Oh, sorry.
Just I don't know if it's just so...
It's
make
magic.
Sure it's right. Make sure it's not wrong in the
let's
calendar
see.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm not...
Yeah. No. Good, yeah. good eye.
Good catch.
I don't know.
Okay.
But we'll, okay. It's on their website.
Okay.
But I'll check the dates. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Of course, our Easter egg hunt is Saturday the 15th, 10 o'clock sharp. Or you'll miss out on the hunt. There's still a lot of activities going on, but... 10
less,
o'clock sharp.
Less than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a herd. Our summer camp registration began Monday.
Wow.
Gee whiz. I pulled up the cameras. I don't know. I got here about 6 o'clock on Monday morning and pulled up the cameras. Somebody started at 11:30 on Sunday night with their bags and their chairs out front.
Wow.
4 o'clock, there was a line.
Wow.
Yeah, it was incredible. But it was not as many as last year because we didn't fill up as quickly. In fact, we still have a couple of weeks that are not filled, but that's, you know, you hate that they do that, but it speaks well for the program, so.
It's vintage.
And then the then the sprinklers went off. And
oh.
Yes. But everybody took it in good humor, you know. They were like, it woke us up. So camp registration is going well. Not only the summer shine, but also the athletic camps, too.
Wow.
Music in the Park is
Yay.
Saturday, May the 6th. Carol Rice.
Yay.
And you will see the food vendors that we have there.
Yay.
Sand sculpting is June the 3rd. Our beach run is July 15th. Half rubber is August the 12th. Our eclipse event is August 21st. Yes, we're busy.
Yes.
This is something we're going to do a big... publicity thing on this walking trail, but someone recommended that we do a walking trail. So I went to the rec center, I started walking around, and I was like, we can do this. And so we've got little markers, and it's the perimeter of the rec center. It goes behind the dog park, which is still our property, 29th, the outside of the soccer field, the outside of the tennis courts, back around 27th, outside the softball field, and it's a half mile. I mean, it's almost perfect. So we're marking it, and we're going to market it and so let people know that that's there. And last Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday, our senior exercise instructor was sick. So I took the seniors out, and I'm like, come on, let me show you our trail. So,
should be tough.
So we took the...
faster.
Let's go. Pick it up. Let's go.
Whistle.
So we took our seniors around, and they really liked it. So I took them around once, and some of them did it again. So I'm real proud and happy of that. In the February report, you'll see we assisted with some of the maintenance issues at the Front Beach restrooms.
Awesome.
So I wanted you guys to know that. And we did a little bit of repairs on the GFI outlets where the bands are. And just a couple of little maintenance things on Front Beach to get prepared for the... Well, to get prepared for the... Front Beach Fest, but also to make things right on Front Beach. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
I also just want to add, we're in the very, very preliminary stages of working on a British car show
right.
in cooperation with Charleston County PRC. So we got an initial meeting set up. The event would be in October. Hopefully, you know, at a time that doesn't conflict with any of the other things we're doing in October, like the bridge run and also the
Halloween
carnival. Yeah, Halloween stuff.
There's ghostly tattoos.
Like ghostly tattoos
right.
And other things. So that's, you know, on the very early stages of the horizon. We've been talking about this for a while with someone who works with SEDOT and has an interest in that, and also just trying to come up with something that would work for the secret season that would give us utilization of some wide open spaces down there. So that's, like I say, in the very preliminary stages.
Great.
You should probably be hearing more.
Cool. Comment?
Yep, sure.
On the plastics event you had, I think that was great. Since then, I was invited by the aquarium to an event they had down at the auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, number one, Isle Palms is mentioned over and over and over again. I mean, it's kudos to Isle Palms for, you know, the anti-plastic bag, single use. But I'd look around at our tables and look at our bottles and, you know, we could get jugs with little paper cups. And maybe go a step further. I mean, there's all kinds of little things we could be doing to be better for our environment, as food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple little things.
Just like one of the water coolers, like
yes.
They all have in the gym, mm-hmm. That's a refill.
Mm-hmm. Little.
Are those a fortune?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what it costs
okay.
now, but it is not a fortune.
Okay.
Oh, this, I'm throwing that out there for us to think about. And then last but not least, the owls at the Bark Park.
Mm-hmm.
Good job screening it off. And, I mean, it's become, everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, it's a spectator thing.
Yeah.
It is.
It's so fun to watch.
Yeah,
it's my new favorite thing to do.
Yeah. So thank you.
They were out on a limb
called
the other
branching.
Day. Branching.
Yeah, every day, yes.
Yeah, are
really,
they now?
Yes, it's so cool.
Yeah.
They're two babies or one?
Two babies.
Two babies.
And the
they're growing
big
up,
babies.
I mean, they're big babies.
And if you
now.
Take your binoculars, their
yes.
talons, like you can see, it's mm-hmm. amazing how powerful.
They were little furry things. Now their feathers are starting to.
Some folks were afraid
there.
That the
I
dogs
would
get the owls, and I'm thinking they should
no.
be afraid the owls would get their dogs.
That's right, especially the little dogs.
Some of those little dogs.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. There's an appetizer right there.
Yeah. And one last question. I mean, y'all
sure.
included this diagram, you know, which is the. Proposed gymnasium.
That's
on okay.
school business.
That's why I didn't touch
yeah.
it.
Okay, because it was still on
yeah.
the same
right
chart. Okay, thank you.
I'll just attach.
Okay, any other comments? Report no. Okay, moving on to old business. Review concepts and cost of proposed new fitness space. So.
Okay. Well, you know, I did the diagram because the idea is to mirror the existing workout rooms. On the opposite side of the building, which that side was left. The building was designed the way it is so that we could add on to the back side for future development. And that would be the proposed. And you can see where the gym is here on the, this was a conceptual drawing from LS3P back in 2002.
And just to orient, the BART park's here?
That's
mm-hmm.
correct.
Okay.
And you know, this might infringe a little bit, but not much. We wouldn't have to reduce the BART park in order to do this. But to talk about the preliminary, I think you're one of the preliminary cost estimates. You know, sometime back we had talked with LS3P, and he estimated it would cost somewhere around $625. So I brought in, I called Leolio again, and they're still not interested. But Southern Point Construction, going away from architects into construction, because I'm not convinced that we need an architect. We've got the design of the building. We just need to mirror what we have. I know we'll need some engineer drawings and things of that nature, but I don't think that will be that difficult. Probably $50,000 for engineering drawing. But Southern Point came in at $350 to $375. Now, my only concern, even though I specifically told them about the floodproofing and things of that nature, I want to make sure that they're clear on the floodproofing, and which I think they are, because we discussed it quite detailed when they were there. The other thing, the putting double doors in the hallway, and we have to make sure we're with building codes, I don't think we'll have to have an exterior door. So that's going to save us thousands of dollars because we don't have to have a flood panel and things of that nature. But, of course, a fitness room, you need double doors to get the equipment in. But because the exit is right there at the end of the hallway.
Right. And there's two exits, one in the middle hallway and then one at the end
of
the hallway.
Right. So I think we'll be okay with no exterior door, just interior door.
Better check with the fire code on that.
Right. Well, they are. We discuss that. And, yeah, but I think we'll be okay. Depends on the design.
Okay, so I don't know.
The reason the rooms have exterior doors now, the one across the hall, is because we had the partition. And we had intended on maybe having two classes at a time, and therefore they needed, both classes needed an exit out.
But it has to do with the occupancy of the room, right? So however many people you think are going to be using the room would dictate whether or not it needed to have that exterior door.
Okay.
So would we need extra employees?
No, for this we will not. We, you'll see the little design there, and we've went to a fitness equipment company to get a design and a cost estimate. And what we did was eliminate any free weights or anything that people would need a spotter or assistance in using. Mm-hmm. And the design that we have would not require that. It's all, I don't know the word, but you would adjust the weight so that you could have whatever weight you desired. But there's no
detached weights.
No detached weights. No fear that something would fall on you. So that it wouldn't require a supervisor in the room.
Cost of equipment?
The way it stands right now, about $100,000. Now, this is something that, you know, we could take what equipment we have and might take some of that, the expense off. We could do it in phases.
You know, we could, absolutely.
We could, so we...
Like the playground.
Right. You don't have to buy all the equipment at once. But, you know, we have 8 right now of our own to go in there. I mean, it would look kind of small in that big room, but you could always phase it in.
There might even be grants for exercise equipment for seniors or something.
Might be.
I mean,
what's the cost per square foot?
You said
it's going to be a little bit over $100 a square foot this way.
Seems awfully low.
I'm sorry?
That seems awfully low.
LS3 said $200 per square foot. Mm-hmm. But just looking at the numbers, it would be a little bit over $100 a square foot.
Does anybody have any other thoughts on moving this along or how?
Well, I assume we would create some specifications and put it out for bid.
We can't do that yet.
It needs to go Ways and Means.
Right. Well, when you're ready, the process.
Absolutely. Right. We would have to get specs and it would have to go out for an RFP and then it would be more defined. You would know more what you're dealing with.
Right.
So let's remember the thing that we did not include this in the budget. We included only design money in FY18 budget, correct?
Right.
Design and engineering.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I feel like that's really our next step.
Okay.
So, but I mean, who do you think you're going to get to do the engineering?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because that would be, you know, that's a $50,000 project, so we'd have to do an RFP or something on that as well.
And then the average usage of the current room is still 8 to 10 people a day?
It is, but here are my thoughts. If we just redid the cardio room and keep it a cardio room, I don't think there's going to be a lot of growth. There might be more participation. I think a fitness room would have a lot of growth. I really do. You know, we have we have folks come. We had someone to come in either Thursday or Friday. I can't remember. They were looking for a gym because most of the real estate companies advertise the recreation apartment in the gym, so they come in thinking they're going to find a fitness room. You know, the other thing we could do is have a user's fee. You know, the people visiting, maybe $5 an hour, or you know, maybe we sell annual memberships like the senior center does to those folks. Okay. So I think there's some revenue. It's not going to pay for itself, but I think there are some revenues to be gained if we do a fitness room.
So we're talking about right now just a cardio room, fitness room, not the gymnasium. Is that correct?
That's correct. I mean, we can do it all if you want to.
ask our citizens. That's my always comment. You know.
Yeah.
I think this would be. I hear nothing but positive. People mm-hmm. want it. They go to Mount Pleasant. They're paying big memberships. They, you know, mm-hmm. it would just be. I just think it would be a home run.
So what do we need to do to move forward?
So we're looking. She's looking at the budget for engineering and design.
I'm actually. I've got two things going on in my head. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think about what is available in the current year that we're in. If we wanted to go ahead and start before the fiscal year's out with engineering and design, and the building fund comes to my mind.
Right. Which is what we had said initially to use.
And then I was looking to see how much we had put in for.
We had
50,000
mm-hmm. for this coming year. We had mm-hmm. 7,500 mm-hmm. Approved for LS3P. Mm-hmm. We've only expended 2,500 of that. So I mean that's what they build us for.
Doesn't the fund have about 75,000?
Oh yeah, the building fund. Mm-hmm. I think yes. But I was just saying, you know, maybe we could move forward a little bit,
right, with some engineering and drawing,
mm-hmm. Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. What scares me is the LS3P, you know, evaluation of all of our properties and all the costs that are we need, delayed maintenance and stuff like that.
The Hill report.
Okay, yes. Yeah. LS3P was the bathhouse.
The Hill
still,
report.
That's comes into the same picture,
yes,
too.
Right.
I mean, we just got so much money out there that needs to be done, and I just worry about adding more to it when we got delayed maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go forward.
Well, would you like to make a motion?
No, I defer to the chair.
Okay. Well, I need to find out where these monies are.
Okay, so I'm going to have to send Desiree out of the room again because I need my current year's budget as well.
I'll make an effort to define a motion.
Okay.
Go ahead with the engineering activities. Use 50% of funding in the current fiscal year. Use the other 50% of funding into the next fiscal year because I don't believe we're going to be ready. You know, we're already in April, May.
Right.
If you can slip some money into this year, you do 50% this year. By the time you come out with your RFP, it's going to be into the next fiscal year. So that's how I would finance it. I would add that to support this, you should do a market survey and you should develop a business case where this generates revenue and how we pay back the funds and how long it takes to pay back the construction.
You're welcome.
Madam Chairman, that's my motion.
Okay. I'll second that. I mean, I hope the survey isn't too cumbersome. But I do think it could support some user fees in some respect.
Right.
And, you know, I'm hoping residents pay one level, non-residents another level, and maybe have annual, you know, offer an annual mm-hmm. membership. Because I think that would be easier to handle mm-hmm. than every single time people come to use it having to pay every single time.
Well, I think every single, you know, our folks are interesting because our classes you can pay by the month and it's more affordable if you do that, but we have several people that still want to pay per class. It's phenomenal. But we also, like one visit, we want to be able to cater to the folks
right.
visiting Isle of Palms because we get a lot of of visitors coming into the rec center to use
right.
it for whatever reason. So,
right.
Yeah.
So this will start the process with engineering and drawing. And okay. Is there? I'd like to.
So the monies
the
that we're going to start.
Well, wait. I need to call for the vote.
Well.
Okay.
The,
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. One no. Okay.
So the engineering fees that we're going to start off with this year, what budget are they going to come out of?
Well, I'm still looking.
Marie, I raised my hand. You heard
I saw
it. Yes, ma'am.
Well,
you worked it out.
It would
well,
be
I
better if you spoke.
Out
yes,
of
ma'am.
The building fund. I mean, we have.
Okay.
I mean, that would be my.
Yeah, work that out wherever it makes sense.
But I mean, I think the building fund.
So you've got a little wiggle room with what you had identified between
mm-hmm.
the 75 and the 2500.
Right.
And then I think, let me look at the fund balance schedules. I think that building fund could accommodate the rest.
Marie, can you repeat the motion? How was that other way?
Yeah, I
don't
would,
think I got all of the language.
Yeah, the percentages worried me a little bit because I don't think we're going to get exact.
Yeah.
I think we're...
The motion was to proceed with the engineering, doing half in 17, half in 18, and to be supported by a market survey, and I'm
and a business
leaning on the tape for the balance.
In a business case, to see if we can show a return of investment.
You want to?
I'm just trying to find the number I'm remembering to make sure it's there.
Okay. Well, can we? I'm going to move on and then can we come back to that? Okay. So the next is update on the solar eclipse event.
Oh. this has been an interesting process because the first thing we all thought of was, all right, let's have a big party to celebrate the eclipse. And well, after meeting with some solar chasers and some what some folks consider professional eclipse, we've kind of taken a U-turn. Things that we thought would be exciting during an eclipse, people don't think it's quite so exciting. This is a serious issue. This is a serious event for a lot of people. So we want to make sure that during the eclipse itself that we do not distract, that we keep that moment for the folks that are taking photographs and observing, things of that nature. So we're well on our way. Andy went to Columbia on Friday to a workshop about the eclipse event and how to plan eclipse.
Wow.
And
where did he go?
It was to Columbia. I received an email... that they were having this event. It was a Friday and Saturday event. He had something to do on Saturday, which is okay. Saturday was more of the solar people getting together and talking scientific stuff. But Friday was real good. They got some good ideas and just to you know, we talked about having that little fireworks show. This is one person said, can you imagine at one eclipse we had, they decided to have fireworks in the middle of the eclipse. And everybody was like, oh, really? But we had already canned that idea, knowing after we talked with other people, realized that was not the right thing to do.
Okay.
We're working on the logo. We'll have glasses to hand out. We're going to, I know that I think Rob Fowler is going to be here to talk about it on the beach. We're trying to educate people because we're sure that we're going to have a lot of people on the beach.
So it's all about respecting the eclipse.
That's correct.
Right. Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, we're still going to have music. We're still going to have the festivities and the band. But during the eclipse, it's going to be pretty much...
Yes.
she found something. But if you have any specific questions,
I'm just wondering, spirit-wise, is it I mean, so I know people take it seriously. Is it somber, or are they like apocalyptic? I mean, what is, why is it?
What's the vibe?
What's the vibe?
All the above.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just curious because I don't know. Like,
there are lots of great songs that have to do, you know, Total Eclipse of the Sun, a lot of, you know, so music-wise.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Well, I know, but that's still, I know, it's still a song, but.
Okay, but what made this
list?
Well, I think there's an opportunity here to have a good time and party, mm-hmm. but to the people that really want to see an eclipse,
right.
It is kind of a serious thing,
right? I mean, I'm saying it's serious, but are they
into taking pictures, and
right?
Stuff.
But they're not fearful of something like, you know, like when we went from 99 to 2000.
No,
crazy people who thought like
I'm not
the
getting
world,
that. Vibe at all. In
I
fact,
mean, I'm just being serious. People thought that was like.
Well, there's probably
be...
people who do think that. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah, there like
Kaylee's
comment. Yeah. So what?
Right. You know what? You just never know what people.
We were told that the more serious eclipse people will be in Awandaw if they're going to be on the East Coast because it really is a better location than Oz.
Darker.
But we're not gonna tell anybody that. We're gonna tell them ours is the best. And then a lot of people going inland because they're afraid of. You know how hazy or cloudy it gets on the coast.
And you're getting the glasses.
We're getting glasses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're going to have t-shirts for sale. We're talking to some of the sunscreen places to see if we can get free samples of sunscreen. I'm trying to get some other sponsors to hand out things. And then I have something that I can't tell you about, but if it happens, I'm going to be so excited. But I'll let you know as soon as I hear.
I hope that is what I'm thinking.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
The budget we have for this, how is that going to be spent and for what? And
On the music and the entertainment, the t-shirts, the glasses. And it's that $30,000 that was talked about the other night. We're not going to have to touch that. That was when I was not... Listen,
well,
you know...
we might have to touch it.
We might have
we're
to...
We're not going to use it for
fireworks.
It wasn't for fireworks. It was for... hiring an event
An event planner. I was overwhelmed.
Right.
When we started getting into this, we were a bit overwhelmed, not knowing what direction to go. So I asked for more money because I went to the city administrator and I said, look, you know, I might bit off more than I can chew with this and I may need some help. And so we asked for more money so that if we needed Kendo or someone else who is an event planner to help us put this together that we could afford to hire them. But I think we have a good handle on it. We talked with her, and our ideas were good. Hers were ideas, so we just shared. And so we're going to do it ourselves. We're going to do it in-house.
So can we take that $30K and slice it?
I wouldn't yet, just in case, because we haven't finished our plans. I mean, we're still learning what to do and still trying to figure out what to do. But I can almost assure you we're not going to use it all. Like I said, we might have to use part of it, but we're not going to come close to that.
And if we do, it will be for the good of the people that are going to attend and enjoy it.
And if we don't, it'll go to the surplus that we have every year that we've had for the last 8 years in a row.
Just stay in the fund.
You know, I mean, you know us well enough, right? We don't spend money unless we have to. So we will be as conservative as we can, but yet... have a good event.
We want everybody to be safe. And,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Right. Madam Chair, one more question. Are we talking with all of our Front Beach businesses?
Yes, we are.
Sure they all want to do something, and you know, it's all about them.
We're reaching out to them as well, yes, mm-hmm. which we always do.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. So you found the...
Yes.
Yes.
And it does, the fund does have about $75,000 in it.
Okay.
I thought I had just...
Oh, is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, I had just seen that yesterday when I was reviewing the budget, and I was just looking to confirm that I didn't remember the wrong fund.
And that's the building fund.
The rec building fund.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it could easily accommodate...
Half from that and half from what we've allocated for this coming for design and engineering to start. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Any new business? No. Okay. Miscellaneous. All right. Next meeting, we have it scheduled for May 3rd at 9 a.m. I guess that's pending if we have some drawings or any kind of updates?
I don't have anything by May 3rd.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. Or updates. So
I would recommend the next meeting be in June.
In June. And that's the week of sand sculpting. And let me look at my calendar. So many questions pop up every time you open your, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can ask me so many questions.
Wow.
So that would be like June 7th, but Norma Jean, do you feel like we need to, is there anything?
You know, I think the only thing we have pending, obviously, is this fitness room, and I'll make it happen as soon as I can, but as you know, getting engineers and contractors is quite a challenge for us. We can schedule it. I'll see what we have by that time.
If there's not a need for a meeting, we push it back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let's remember, addition to meeting, we all have 24-hour-a-day communication devices.
Right. Right.
When this Byzantine meeting committee process was set up, we did not have. So we have constant communication.
Right.
If there's a need for an update, if there's a need for a meeting, communicate it to us.
Right.
Okay, so why don't we'll schedule it for May, but that's pending a need, or would you rather meet
May?
June.
Okay, we'll schedule it for June.
Yeah. And that's pushing, because you've got Easter and Memorial Day.
Okay, we'll schedule it for June. But I think we certainly don't want to go, I don't feel comfortable going more than 2 months.
That's okay.
Meeting.
That's okay.
At all. Okay. Okay.
So we're Tuesday, June 6th?
No, Wednesday, June 7th, 9 a.m.
And I also, at some point, just put it on a Sunday, June 4th.
So, is it your Outlook calendar?
Yeah, it's so funny. I'd like to meet at some point in the year at the recreation department, at least once. Is it that, have anybody have a problem with that? It doesn't have to be in June, but maybe in the fall, just wonder if anybody has an issue with that. Just at least once a year, so we're all there together in case there's anything we want to see, look at together. Okay, anything else? Move to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
All right, we're adjourned. Okay, Wednesday, June